What am I here for? What is my purpose? I cannot tell you how many times I've heard these questions asked. Conversations, sermons, videos, books, and movies have all been dedicated to finding the answer to these questions. So many resources have been created, developed, and dedicated to help us figure out our purpose. It has been and always will be the question that plagues our very existence. And if it goes unanswered, we stay stuck. Why? Because it is just that important. I have found that many times when this question is being asked, it is because we are wondering why we exist and what we should be doing with our existence. It's also often asked when we feel that our existence is being limited by our current situational circumstances and we are not living fully in light of all we know we can contribute to the people, places, and things around us. But the beauty of this question and the irony is that when "What is my purpose?" is asked, it is usually posed by someone who is ready for more, someone who is ready to know the reason for why they were created. It is a beautiful question that is often connected to being at crossroads in your journey of life, and you are ready to be taken to another level. Because of the vulnerable nature of this question, it is so important to seek wisdom from the right source, God, and as well as a person or resource with the right heart, spirit, and motives. Everyone at some point in their life should or has asked themselves this question or a similar one. If the answer is not given directly from the Word of God, it will be incorrect, possibly misleading. And why? Because he says in Jeremiah 29:11 that he knows the plans he has for us, and he already knows the plans wouldn't. He knows the purpose as well. Something I have found at this question continues to be asked is that "why am I here?" doesn't always mean "why am I alive?" There are times when it means "what am I supposed to be doing at this current place or moment in my life? What am I supposed to be doing so that I can be most productive as a mother, a wife, a business owner, a church member, or whatever position I find myself in that doesn't feel like a good fit?" Many times, asking a question like this is an indication of being unfulfilled rather than unsure of life as a whole. But in order to answer this question, we must first define the distinct difference between two commonly misused words, purpose and assignment. Now, although we will discuss in more detail the term assignment, it will help us tremendously to clarify the difference between these two words. Purpose and assignment versus assignment. The Google search says that purpose is the season or the reason for which something is done or created or for which something exists. But assignment comes from the root word assign, which means to allocate, which is a job or duty, or to designate or set aside for a specific purpose. These two words, although seemingly similar, are distinctly different from each other. And one answers the what and the other answers the how. Purpose answers the what and assignment answers the how. But as I mentioned, we would be dedicated to explaining the concept of assignment more clearly. But I wanted to introduce the definition to you now so that you can see that many times what causes people to question their purpose is how they are operating in their current assignment. Your assignment as a wife, a widow, stepmother, single woman, aunt, grandmother, or daughter does not change the purpose. But what we see in the definitions that we provided is that our assignments are defined by our purpose. So the question that has been asked for centuries and will continue to be asked, "What is my purpose?" is so important and must be answered in order to have clarity about our assignment. So what is my purpose? What if I told you that we have all been given the same purpose? As mentioned, The only answer that I have found to be the most consistent, thorough, and trustworthy is found in the Word of God. So as you read it, I really want you to think about and consider the source. I want you to realize why this is the clearest and most transformative answer we could ever be given. I believe this is the answer every believer should be fully aware of, confident in, and conscious of, because in it lies the secret to the purpose behind every assignment ever given to anyone who follows Christ. Matthew 28:18-19 says, "Then Jesus came to them and said, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.'" So our purpose is to walk in all the authority that has been given to us on earth and in heaven, and to make disciples of nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And this is the reason we exist, to make His name known throughout the earth, through spreading the message of Jesus Christ and bringing people into the knowledge of Him. We walk fully and totally in the purpose for which we have been created, because it is through the message of Jesus that hope is found and salvation is accessible. We can hope in many things, but it is only hope in Jesus Christ that leads us to eternal life. Now, there are what I would like to call smaller scale purposes. What do I mean by this? The scripture I just shared was to help you understand the macro purpose of your understand your purpose in existence. But this purpose will always parallel the micro purposes. The micro purposes will be your purpose in specific roles and fulfill the macro purpose, but have assignments specifically attached to them. For example, my purpose as a kingdom wife is to become one with my husband. And this is important because when I become one with my husband, I am modeling Christ and the church. And when I model Christ and the church, I am able to draw people to the knowledge of Christ through my words, actions, and deeds. But my assignment as a kingdom wife may be to remind my husband to pray before bed, even though it frustrates me. So the macro purpose supports the macro purpose, but it is different from my assignment. The question, "And what is my purpose?" is really a question of intimacy and relationship with God, because it is in spending time with God that He defines the micro purpose and clarifies the macro. So with that being said, I hope that this snippet of a purpose versus assignment has helped you understand. And if you're questioning, I'll be back with further information or further content. But that's why this podcast is here, because I want you to understand, Pastor Deborah Gilmore, that your life matters, and live it to the fullest for the glory of God.